Last night's game had three different lead changes. Neither team could finish what they started through 65 minutes of play.
We just got to learn to keep the lead, I guess. We got to play a little better in our end right now. We're getting a lot of turnovers at each blue line, so I think that once we get a goal, we just got to keep on them.
Ohio State opened the scoring first, but the Beavers answered back twice, taking a 2-1 lead into the second. That lead wouldn't last very long. Ohio State would tie it up. And again, BSU took back the lead.
23 seconds left on the Otter Tail Power Company power play. Nice big play by Lange. She'll drive the puck up the ice. Here comes Haley Mack, shorthanded. Mack with a shot and a goal! Shorthanded shot for Haley Mack. What a sweet backhanded shot by the sophomore out of East Grand Forks. And it all, again, started back inside Bemidji State zone with a great big play by Mack Lange.
That lead wouldn't last long. The Buckeyes answered back, tying up the game in what would be the eventual final score. We'd head to six rounds of a shootout to eventually determine a winner Friday night.
Bemidji State sends out Lydia Passholt, the freshman out of Chanhassen, Minnesota. She'll collect the puck out at center. Makes a move and scores! Lydia Passholt puts the Beavers up 1-0 in the shootout. Now all Aaron Dieters has to do is stop this next one. Maddie Field, the junior out of Oakville, Ontario, will be the Ohio State shooter. This could be it. Field will collect the puck out at center. Comes in, and she is stopped. Bemidji State wins the shootout. Lydia Passholt with the winning goal. Beavers walk away with 2 points here in this game.
One thing this Beaver squad has proven this season, it doesn't matter what their opponent is ranked, what history they already have with that opponent, BSU doesn't take anyone lightly.
We respect them, but we gotta keep grinding and, you know, just, again, play Beaver hockey, keep pushing the pace and, you know, play with a little emphasis and get out there, move the puck and get shots in that, like I said, and hopefully good things will happen.
Tonight, the Lady Beavs look to finish what they started. Three more points on the line in league play. The Beavers and Buckeyes face off in Game 2 in 30 minutes. But first, our Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. I ain't gonna quit!